This morning, the DNR will hold a hearing on proposed permits for the ERCO Corporation. The company is spending $130 million to phase out the use of mercury at its chlor-alkali plant in Port Edwards and replace the chemical with a plastic membrane filtering system. Environmental groups are happy that ERCO is making the change, but want to know where the firm's 200 tons of mercury will go. Eric Urim is with Mercury Free Wisconsin. He says he doesn't want the chemical to go out on the free market and portions to eventually come back to the state.
It'll reduce the local impact by getting away from using mercury right there at Port Edwards. The problem is, as we know, is mercury is a global pollutant. So we're buying fish in the stores that's coming from Thailand and the Philippines. This mercury could end up over there and pollute the fish that we end up buying in the stores.
Urim also says airborne mercury is blown around the globe and some could come back to Wisconsin waters. ERCO plant manager Jeff Burton says the company's mercury will be put in one-ton containers and hauled to an unnamed firm that's buying the chemical.
We consider, you know, the products that we produce from cradle to grave, and we will ensure that anything that we do with regards to decontamination and demolition of our processes and dispositioning of the mercury will be done in a very responsible manner.
Burton says any equipment that has mercury on it will be decontaminated and stored. He says the money being invested in the central Wisconsin plant will help maintain jobs there for decades. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.